Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. Today we're going to have a discussion about a public meeting related to criminality that happened out in Oakland, because it appears that finally the residents of this once great American city are absolutely through with their politicians, through with the criminality, and I'm absolutely here for it. I know a lot of people might think I might be a little bit too optimistic, but the thing is, as that lady once said in the trailer of a Star Wars movie, but it didn't actually make it to the movie, rebellions are in fact built on hope.
Rebellions are built on hope.
Not gonna lie, that is still one of the worst lines that I definitely wish was in the movie so that I could laugh at. But before we get into today's topic, I want to say thank you to everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Okay?
And support the channel. Also, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening on Apple, Spotify, and Google's podcasting platform. Again, fought for almost a year to get on Google's podcasting platform, so I really appreciate you guys actually subscribing and giving me a listen in the audio format.
Jess, the Rockridge neighborhood has always been considered one of the safer areas in Oakland, but with that violent attack you mentioned and crime increasing, many say something needs to be done. It's a violent crime that has neighbors on edge in North Oakland. A 63-year-old woman attacked outside Market Hall in the Rockridge neighborhood last Sunday. Police say the attackers were part of a group of 9 teens and preteens busted for dozens of robberies.
Now, I know right now, at this very moment, somebody somewhere out there is definitely typing in the comments of this video, but they voted for it, therefore they deserve it, but they will still vote the same way. Something, something voted for it, and all this. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Just because somebody voted for a politician that you disagree with, that ran on a platform that was quite deceptive, does not mean they deserve rampant criminality in their area or deserve to be victimized. I remember that a lot of my audience happened to vote for a man called Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump signed the First Step Act. He was very proud of it. Guess what that has in it? Incentives for going soft on youthful offenders for local and state governments, and all kinds of other issues that won't prevent you guys, if he were to be the nominee in 2024, from voting for him again. On top of that, Joseph R. Biden, of all people, was the champion of the crime bill back in the 90s. So when Democratic voters get angry about crime, that is a good thing. That is something we should cheer on and support, because that could lead to positive change in the right direction and hopefully stem the crime wave that is oncoming due to this left-wing criminal justice ideology. On top of that, ask a lefty why they voted for criminal justice reforms, and they will tell you that they thought there was racial bias in the system, or they were just concerned about drug crimes or similar, and in reality, they did not expect for violent repeat offenders to be let out of prison. They didn't think this was the legislation that they were going to get. It was a bait and switch, and a lot of them are regretting that. And again, we should not attack people for arriving at the correct position. So with that being said, now that I've put that out there, please go ahead and disregard everything that I just said and say, but you voted for it, haha, I guess you deserve the criminality. Now let's get into the meeting.
It is one of the most terrifying things that's happened to me in my life.
Denise Lillian described being attacked last Monday by young people she thought at first needed help.
On the corner of 45th and Shafter, down on the pavement, punching me, kicking me, dragging me.
Here you have a woman who went over to a group of young people. She thought they were in need of some kind of assistance. hand. She's trying to be friendly to those people. You can see the mask, by the way, over her hand. So likely we're dealing with the left-wing woman. And then she was victimized by the knockout game. Now, we have covered the knockout game on this channel multiple different times. And what that is this well-documented phenomenon that for some reason outlets across the country say is a myth, yet there are thousands upon thousands of incidents where typically young black men attempt to or successfully knock out people who are white, who are Asian, who are Hispanic, who are gay, who are elderly, who are women, who are whatever category that these young black men are not, can and often are victimized by the knockout game. And this poor woman unfortunately was, and she was allured into this situation, and she was repeatedly struck. And by the way, a good marker of the knockout game is the laughter as they attack you, because the thing about the knockout game that you need to remember is that it is in fact a game. It is played for fun, and that is a phenomenon that happens. And now that we have all of these policies, which come in part from the federal government incentivizing them, that treat youthful offenders like it's no big deal, this is happening more and more, and more and more people are being victimized by it, and we should call it by its name so we can address the problem. I believe in Australia, they actually have a law that specifically addresses the sucker punch kind of attack. They call it the coward's punch, and they actually treat it with a higher degree of criminality than a regular physical assault. I think we need that in this country, especially where this game is prevalent, because you have to disincentivize this. You have to get these criminals off the street in order to prevent other people from being victimized in the future. We have to incapacitate the criminal population, which is a small portion of the population, get them out of our society for the interim, and then you will be amazed at how much better we function when the people that are committing the crimes are no longer present.
A business owner said he worried about his staff's lives with multiple armed robberies.
My staff has been held up at gunpoint 4 times in 6 years. The last time that my staff got held up at gunpoint, Oakland native, military veteran, black man from Oakland almost got shot and killed.
So here we have a guy talking about how his place of business, he's a small business owner in this area. By the way, he's likely going to close up eventually and move out due to the criminality, thus driving the area into further poverty. But, you know, we'll wait on that in the future. But he tries to appeal to these woke representatives in a language that they understand by talking about how his employees are at risk because, you know, these are Oakland politicians. They hate the business owner. And he specifically references a black military veteran that works and nearly died in one of the most recent robberies that his store was victimized by. And this is done in a way to appeal to their woke bona fides. But in reality, in actuality, it's not going to work because a lot of these left-wing people are not about, you know, second chances or whatever. They're actually pro-criminal. Again, this is something that a lot of left-wing progressives are realizing more and more because they were in for the not arresting people for simple marijuana possession, not in for letting people who victimize people physically or repeatedly out over and over again. This would be the bait and switch. You wouldn't have this many angry people in a high school shouting at this representative, but for the fact that they feel like they were totally misled and their quality of life has significantly deteriorated. Now, I would hope this would be reflected in the ballot box. I would hope this politician would be out of there. And to be clear, California has done recall elections. They got rid of Chesa Boudin. I would recommend getting rid of Pamela Price, the district attorney for this area. We did a whole video on how she tried to give a sweetheart deal to a triple murderer who murdered a state's witness, murdered somebody for money, murdered somebody over a car. And she wanted to give him a sweetheart plea deal that only had him serving 7 to 15 years for that crime. A judge rejected it because it was so outrageous, and then she's going to use an administrative maneuver on behalf of the criminal to prevent the judge from hearing all future cases so she can give away the sweetheart plea deal. Again, a full video.
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
On that, in the iCard and linked in the description of this, it is a crazy story and you need to hear it.
And this father said he wants the city to draw a line and send a message of zero tolerance.
We need to stop the violent, the killers. We're coming after y'all.
Police say they are going to work on getting more visible patrols through the neighborhoods.
Again, this is Oakland right here. Oakland, California. Not exactly your right-wing stronghold in the state of California. In fact, you could call it a left-wing utopia because they always seem to vote for the left, and they've had enough, and they're calling for zero-tolerance policies. Right now, the residents in this auditorium are clapping and cheering for policies that were more right-wing than what the Trump administration put forward in terms of criminal justice reform. And again, I think that's a good thing. I think you need to get these people off the streets. And I think if they refuse to do so, you need to move. California is too expensive to be putting up with this nonsense. So I cheer on all of these people in trying to make a change in their area. And I hope they plan their escape route, because it doesn't appear like the politicians are going to get the message until they're out of office. You need to do a recall immediately of Pamela Price. I hate California's recall system, but you know what? You have to do what you have to do when a district attorney is that dangerous, and start setting the trend in the right direction. If San Francisco can get rid of Chesa Boudin, then guess what? Oakland can get rid of their woke politicians and try to make positive moves in the right direction.
If they're committing these violent crimes repeatedly, we can't just say, oh, please don't do this again. We have to catch them and create consequences. And we'll send another email letter to the district attorney talking about this very thing.
Look, I know these are California liberals, but that was some weak stuff right there. That politician's response about how he's going to send an email, a strongly worded yet courteous email to Pamela Price, not good enough. Not what I'm looking for. Not going to address the problems that are being faced in the city of Oakland. You have to push for the recall of this district attorney.
The Oakland Department of Violence Prevention's interim chief and one school board member who was present said the city has had some success with their intervention teams, working directly with troubled youth at Oakland schools to steer them away from violence and crime.
Also, contact the attorney general's office. Contact Governor Gavin Newsom's office. Because even though local district attorneys are typically elected positions, in fact, I would say they're always elected positions, you know what? That doesn't mean anything. In the local governments, they are created and chartered by the state governments, and the state has ultimate authority in order to fix the problems or remove derelict officials, or, you know what, appoint a special prosecutor to handle the cases, so you could essentially sideline Pamela Price in order to get the prosecution's office actually working. And if you're in a red state that has a Soros DA in one of your counties, I'm looking at you, Texas, I'm looking at Harris County, the city of Houston is covered in that. You need to do the same. You need to get rid of these district attorneys through the method that I just outlined, because this is something that should definitely be done, especially when you have the Republican at the gubernatorial level. That is the stance that we need to make. That is the true tough on crime approach. If they elect one of these woke George Soros backed district attorneys that refuses to do their damn job, they need to be removed. One of the reasons why I supported Lee Zeldin, the legend of Zeldin, in the gubernatorial race in New York, which, by the way, he only lost by 5 points, to show you how serious people are getting on criminal justice, is because he said he would do this specifically with Alvin Bragg, who is one of these district attorneys. So you need to step up in your red states, stop wagging your finger at these blue states, and start calling your governor and asking why your so-called tough-on-crime governor is allowing these non-district attorneys to run wild in your major counties.
The discussion quickly got heated.
It's the policy that you have done for the city council that has made us an unmovable person.
You know, I absolutely love old man Logan right there with them sideburns, pointing the finger in the right direction and saying something absolutely concise that cuts to the heart of the issue. It is the policy put forward by the city council. It is what the district attorney did. By the way, noticed the absence of the district attorney in this area. It is the fact that they did the defunding of the police, they cut their budget, and while some people will say, you know what, they increased the spending on the police a couple of years later or months later or whatever, guess what? When you send those signals, when you decimate a recruiting class, when you drive a bunch of officers in retirement, running up the budget back to where it was previously may make that number bigger, but it doesn't put more officers in uniform. It doesn't draw in more qualified people. People don't understand this. They want to say it's just like a numbers thing or whatever like that. But when you break down the numbers, what you find out is you have a bunch more officers working overtime, so you have slower, more tired officers that are stretched even thinner, despite the fact that you raised the budget back to where it was. You should have never cut it in the first place, and you should have pointed out that George Floyd, we did not need to destroy police departments all over the country based on an isolated incident out of Minneapolis.
Most encouraging is the type of behavior, and we're not doing the little things. All I hear about you guys talk about is, oh, we can't do this because of this limitation, we can't do that.
Adam Semler owns Arthur Max's Tap and Snack on MLK Jr. Way. He says his pizza shop has been broken into several times. His workers don't feel safe, and his customers get their cars broken into. He spoke directly to City Council member Dan Kalb tonight.
Dan, with all due respect, you ignore us. My business partner emails you all the time. It's not even, hold on, I'll let you speak. It's my turn to speak right now. You've said plenty today.
Look, you can be one of those people who writes off major metropolitan areas and says, go out to the farm and do the farm work and all that, and there'll be no problems at all whatsoever. But in reality, these policies permeate out throughout the entire country. You can't escape them, especially when they're federally incentivized by not just Democratic administrations, but Republican administrations that at the same time promise to be tough on crime. This is not the proper way. And instead of shaming these people, instead of saying that they deserve it, we should work to recruit them. You know who were the biggest champions of the crime bill besides Joe Biden in the 1990s? It was Black Democrats that had enough with the crime in their area. We need a sea change of opinion in this country to get away from this idea that all criminals are Aladdin, that they're just victims and they need 800 million chances and it's all going to work out fine. And we need for this issue to first become a winning issue for the Republican Party, but then to become a bipartisan issue so we can get change. We should be working together on this. We should be reaching across the aisle on this. We shouldn't be snickering at people who are rejecting the policies that honestly were not sold to them honestly in the first place, and get them on our side. Work with them. Reach across the aisle. Mock these absolute idiots who will use arguments like crime is not as bad as the 1990s, therefore it's no big deal, as if our standard in this country should be the worst period of criminality in the entire history of the country. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. If I said more Americans died during the Civil War than were murdered last year, that doesn't really do anything for the conversation, and we should name and shame the people who use that exact poor reasoning. We need to incapacitate these people. We need to remove them. Violent repeat offenders should be off the streets. If you're slightly under the age of 18, you are not a baby. It is okay to try you as an adult. Maybe we don't give you a full life sentence and we cut you some breaks because we've decided that 18 is a cutoff, but we definitely don't give you a slap on the wrist to go out and reoffend again. That is not the proper way. That's not how we should do it. And I'm happy to see residents in Oakland standing up to their reps. Now, with all that being said, I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. If you like the video, show me by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about what's going down in Oakland. Till next time.